Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, we're talking about the historic rain and the impact from what is now Tropical Depression Florence, and an accusation against the Supreme Court nominee. Plus, a private trip to space, the new software update from Apple, and the Emmy Awards. Those stories and many more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Monday, September 17th. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with an update about what was Hurricane Florence. It's now considered a tropical depression, which means the winds have calmed down to about 30 miles per hour. But the storm is still taking a toll. Here's the latest as of early this morning. The AP reports there's some major river flooding and flash flooding happening in large portions of both North and South Carolina. The amount of rain is being called historic, and it's not over. AccuWeather says more rain is expected today and maybe tomorrow, and the flooding concerns could last a couple more weeks. Access to the coastal city of Wilmington, North Carolina is already cut off. The roads in and out are underwater. CBS News says about 700,000 homes and businesses don't have power right now in the Carolinas, although that number is at least down from what was 1 million people without power earlier in the weekend. Unfortunately, at least 18 people have died in something related to this storm. That includes things like a tree falling onto a mobile home. Also, that wasn't the only deadly storm over the weekend. The BBC says a typhoon affecting Southeast Asia is one of the most powerful storms to hit that region in decades. Dozens have died in the Philippines, then it went on to Hong Kong and shut down the city, and then the typhoon reached mainland China. Millions of people evacuated, and in the Philippines, search and rescue is still happening. There's a serious accusation now against the Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. And it's just days before the Senate is scheduled to vote on whether to make him the next Supreme Court justice. A woman named Christine Blasey Ford told the Washington Post that while they were in high school in the 80s, Kavanaugh and his friend trapped her in a bedroom at a party, held her down, and groped her. She says the boys were drunk and she was scared she was about to get raped or even killed, but she was able to escape. Kavanaugh says it's not true, that he unequivocally denies it. The White House supports him. But the Post says the woman recently took a polygraph test about what happened, and the results say she's telling the truth. She's now a university professor and research psychologist who says she realized only later in life the lasting impact that incident had on her. So what now? The vote about whether Kavanaugh will become the next U.S. Supreme Court justice is supposed to happen this Thursday. Some lawmakers want to keep it that way. And they say, isn't it convenient that this is coming up now just before the vote? But other lawmakers are saying, let's wait, put the vote on hold, that this allegation must be taken seriously and investigated first. So, to be continued. The Russia investigation just took a turn. The former Trump campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, took a plea deal, meaning he's pleading guilty to charges like conspiracy against the U.S., and he's now willing to cooperate with investigators. In exchange, he'll likely get a shorter sentence for his crimes. The AP says the big question now is, what exactly does he know? What will he tell investigators? Even though the charges against him were not from his time with the Trump campaign, it seems there are no limits on what info he might hand over. Remember, the special counsel is looking into any possible collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign during the 2016 election. And part of that led to Manafort going to trial. The jury found him guilty on some charges, but could not agree on others. So now the plea deal. But President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is saying this cooperation will not be about the president because there was no collusion. And the president himself still says the investigation is a witch hunt. Get ready to get a text message from the president. Sort of. It'll be the first presidential alert sent to your phone this Thursday, but it's just a test. It'll test the messaging system for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, known as FEMA. And this particular alert makes sure the president can quickly tell the American people something in a major disaster or national emergency. Digital Trends says the message will say it's just a test, unless, of course, there's a real emergency that day, then take it seriously. Either way, you don't have to do anything special. If your phone is on and you have service through one of more than 100 wireless carriers that are part of the FEMA system, then you should get that text this Thursday. You may also see the test on TV and radio. A quick break now to thank our new sponsor, HelloFresh. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that lets you skip all the stress of planning and shopping for dinner and spend more time doing what you love. All of the ingredients are pre-measured and delivered right to your doorstep, and the recipes come on pictured step-by-step instruction cards, so it's super easy and super convenient and really delicious. Plus, the recipes only take about 30 minutes to make. So, a couple of my favorite recipes from last week include the chicken pineapple quesadillas and the veggie-loaded orzo and sausage. And if meat isn't your thing, don't worry, you have choices. There's classic, veggie, and family plans. So of course, you get a special offer if you try it out. For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, go to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy60 and enter the promo code newsworthy60. So that's HelloFresh.com/newsworthy60. Enter the promo code at checkout newsworthy60 for a total of $60 off. I can't wait for you to try it and actually look forward to making dinner. Now, back to the news. The first possible space tourist is expected to be announced today. The company SpaceX says its engineers are in the process of building a massive spacecraft to take the first private passenger around the moon. So, not an astronaut, we're talking an everyday person whose identity should be revealed today. Business Insider reports this mission is meant to show off a two-part launch system called a Big Falcon Rocket, or BFR. And it is really big. The spaceship and rocket booster together will be 35 stories high, taller than the Statue of Liberty. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk says he wants to use this to eventually take humans all the way to Mars. But first, when will this possible moon mission happen? We'll see if Musk makes that announcement along with the identity of the first space tourist. Well, it's not quite all the way to the moon, but Hawaiian Airlines announced it's getting ready to launch the longest nonstop flight within the U.S., Boston to Honolulu. It's more than 5,000 miles, and USA Today says it'll take 11 hours, 40 minutes, at least heading west. It'll then be a bit faster on the way back. Hawaiian Airlines says the new route is coming in April of 2019. Today is the day you can update your iPhone with Apple's newest mobile operating system, iOS 12. It's a free upgrade, and if you have an iPhone, you most likely can download it. And no, you don't have to buy one of the new iPhones that were announced last week to be able to download the new software. CNET says iOS 12 makes your phone faster, more secure, and gives you some new features, including that tool to track all that screen time. Experts say you should always back up your phone's data before you download a new system, but if you are on Wi-Fi, it should be pretty easy. Go to Settings, General, Software Update, and it should be there ready to download. The Emmy Awards are happening tonight, so here are a few key things to know. HBO's Game of Thrones has the most Emmy nominations this year with 22. But it's close. Another HBO hit, Westworld, and NBC's Saturday Night Live are tied for second with 21 nominations each. And Hulu's The Handmaid's Tale has 20 nominations. The Atlantic points out how well the streaming channels do at award shows now. Netflix, for example, has a total of 112 nominations this year with shows like Stranger Things. It even beat out HBO for the first time. And there's some other history making this year. Variety reports Sandra Oh is the first Asian woman to be nominated for a lead actress in a drama series. It's for her role in BBC America's Killing Eve. Tonight's main event will be hosted by two comedians from Saturday Night Live, Colin Jost and Michael Che. The TV coverage of TV's biggest awards starts at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 Eastern on NBC. box office winner over the weekend was The Predator, at least in North America. It's a sci-fi thriller. Variety reports it brought in $24 million so far. It was enough to get number one, but it's still not considered that great. The Predator did not debut without a little controversy. 20th Century Fox decided to delete a scene in the movie last minute because that scene featured a registered sex offender. The studio says it was not aware of his background when he was hired. But that bad PR did not stop the film from beating last weekend's winner, The Nun. And that's it. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to read more about any of the news stories we talked about today, I try to make it easy for you. Just check out today's show notes. You can find them at thenewsworthy.com. From the homepage, click episodes, and then find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning Eastern Time. So I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.